causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Into the earth. Part of heaven. Into the earth. And he planted the garden there and put the man in the garden eastward in Eden. I better stop. Say amen, somebody. Tonight we're going to take a look at what I've entitled Spiritual Space. Spiritual Space. You know, one thing nature abhors is a vacuum. Nature will not suffer a vacuum. Nothing's going to stay empty long. Something's going to fill it up. Whether for good or evil, light or darkness, there's nothing neutral. Nature's that way. So we're going to talk a little bit about spiritual space. Let me say some things that I said last time we met on Wednesday last week about the vibrations and the importance of the bandwidth of glory. You remember that? When God spoke the universe into existence, his entire bandwidth of glory was made physical. From his glory. Now, the glory that we talk about are all frequencies. Everything's on a frequency. Everything is made by God. Ain't nothing that wasn't made by God. Now, the devil has tried to tarnish and taint and bring darkness and all that into it. But everything that's created is created by God. It's just that because of sin, death and all the, shortness of life, all this stuff, sickness, disease, all this entered in because of that. But it wasn't originally made like that. And so all of the bandwidth of God's glory, which is all frequencies. Somebody say all frequencies. This is why we cannot allow people to put us in the box of religious thinking or traditional thinking. That God can only do this way. This the way I believed all my life, and this the only way I born this, I'm going to live this, I'm going to die this. You got people that mindset, that they keep or try to keep God in a box. God is totally creative. As I said last time, your fingerprints, nobody's ever had them. Isn't that amazing? All the billions and billions of people that have lived, nobody's ever had your fingerprints. How could this be? Snowflakes. If you ever pick up snow when it's fresh, when it first falls, look at the flakes. How could it be? All the snow that falls around the world and not one snowflake is like, wait a minute. That kind of, that's beyond, that's exceeding abundantly above. What we can ask or think, because God is totally creative. The enemy always wants you to put him in some kind of box. Put some type of limitations on God. Tell somebody right now, God can do anything. I believe we're entering into a season where we're going to see God do a lot of stuff. That we didn't know he could do, that he would do that. And we will still be asking, how in the world did he do that? Tell somebody right now, get ready for some creative things to happen. You're not going to understand it. God's got your timing in his hand. Tell somebody, my times are in his hands. God knows when you need it. Knows you don't see it. Amen. Knows you're under pressure for it. But right at the right time, bingo. There it is. You didn't see it coming, and you still don't know how it got there. But God was dealing with them folk on the other side of the world on your behalf. Amen. The angels are at work for you. Amen. God doesn't leave any vacuums. When you don't see him, tell somebody he's working. Tell somebody when you don't feel him, he's working. Tell somebody when you're heavy, depressed, he's still working. God doesn't change. Amen. He never sleeps nor slumbers. God don't take vacays. His eyes go to and fro in all the earth. His angels. I don't want to short circuit anybody tonight. But have you ever thought that God's not always sitting on his throne? See, we see him as God throwing lightning, you know. You ever thought he gets off his throne? See, he rides the wings of the wind. When Stephen was stoned, Jesus was standing. Come on, let's get him out of that religious mode, or that picture that's painted where he's not just a principle, he's a person. Amen. You know what God wants from us most? Intimacy. Amen. He wants fellowship. And isn't that interesting? That's what God wants from us. Not for us just to, enjoy revelation or enjoy an experience. God wants fellowship, intimacy, honesty, pureness of heart, humility. For us to, think about it a moment. Here's another little from the Genesis. Adam heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. In the cool of the day. And the voice of the Lord God was walking. How your voice going to be walking? Another little nugget for you to search out. Look at the Hebrew words too. Because they'll cause stuff to explode. So God's bandwidth of glory was made physical. His glory is all the frequencies, every frequency. Nothing is made that was not made by God. There's stuff that's been perverted, the enemy, and fallen man. But everything created, see, the enemy is not a creator. Everything created has been created by God. This ought to free us up so that we're not scared of stuff. We're not religious. We're not superstitious with stuff. We're not limiting God. God can only move this way. No, God can move any way he wants to. Amen. And if you can believe, see, it'll free you up to believe God. No matter what the odds are stacked against you, no matter what the diagnosis has been, when you understand that God created everything, that God's totally in control, God loves me, amen, and wants to prove, amen, and show me who he is all the time and bring me close to him, then that causes faith to come alive. Amen. His glory is all frequencies. Now, when God speaks a certain thing into the life of a person, or into a situation, into a region or a territory, into a whatever, his voice become the frequencies expressed. His voice, his glory is the full bandwidth of his frequencies. The Holy Spirit was brooding over the waters. All the frequencies were there. But when God spoke, he spoke something specific. And when he spoke specifically, that came. That was his frequency expressed. Light be. Guess what? Light showed up. Tell somebody right now, God has commanded a blessing upon your life. Tell him, stop worrying. Just be happy. Got one hand clapping, a couple of amens. Tell somebody again, stop worrying. God got this. He's trying to train you for greater. Somewhere along the line, you got to stop worrying about stuff. Somewhere along the line, you got to cast all your care upon the Lord, for you know he cares for you. Somewhere along the line, you got to stop letting your mind be so troubled and so anxious over stuff and say, Lord, this is your ball game. This is your problem. This is your battle. You taught me how to fight my battle. I fight my battle with praise, prayer, declaration. Amen. That's your battle. You fight that battle. And I'm talking about genuine. Let it go. Tell somebody, let it go. Stop worrying about weapons you see formed against you because they will not prosper. But God will let you be tested. He'll test your mettle. I oftentimes see this picture of a soldier in 120 degree temperature in the jungle, carrying that 120 pounds on his back, all painted in jungle color with the fatigues and, you know, the camouflage, and suddenly he hears an enemy. So he's got to stand up against that tree, and all kind of bugs crawling on him, buzzing around his face, biting him. But he knows if he makes a sound. And see, sometimes God will have you almost in a spot like that. Amen. Proving your mettle. Not to destroy you, but to prove you. Who's ready for the next level? Who's ready to pass some tests? Who won't flinch? Who will say, oh, King, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. Amen. Who's not afraid of the lion's den? Tell somebody, he'll do it. He'll allow that sometime. Well, I heard one person say it. Tell somebody. Tell somebody right now. He'll allow that. Because you don't say it, don't mean it. Well, I ain't going to say that. It's coming to you anyway. His voice is all, whenever God speaks, is his frequencies expressed. He said, my word will not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I sent it to accomplish. Now, we being in a garden eastward in Eden, whatever God's going to do in the planet, the four rivers that leave the garden actually are the four chambers of our heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We cannot allow our heart, the particular channels of our heart, to be stopped up, because out of it flow the issues of life.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Did you know over 200,000 children are sex trafficked in the United States each year? We're East Coast Angels Incorporated. Our mission is to eradicate this horrific evil actively. To learn more or join the fight, call 772-663-3052.